Our Gemara here in Masechta Zvachim, as we discuss on Daf Tzadik Aleph, introduces three separate concepts in understanding the halacha of which mitzvah comes first. As we discussed in our previous shiurim, there's the concept with which our perek begins, Tadav she'en tadav tadav kaidim. Then there's another concept that was introduced in the next Mishnah, called a mekudesh mechaveray. Anything that's in a holy or higher status, kaidim lechaveray, comes first. And in fact, the Gemara here in that Tzadik Aleph discusses, when you have mekudesh and tadir, which comes first? And then the Gemara introduces a third concept as a part of understanding what is tadir, and that is the concept of matzui, something which happens often. And as Rashi explains, the definition of matzui is not that it has to happen on a regular basis. It just happens on a regular basis. The example that Gemara uses is carbon shlamim. There is no obligation to bring a carbon shlamim. However, since carbon shlamim, unlike carbon chatos, can come b'neder u'b'nedava, one could donate a carbon shlamim, that makes a carbon shlamim a carbon which is matzui. It makes a carbon shlamim a carbon which is commonly brought. So the Shagas Aryeh asks a question. He discusses in Siman Chaf Aleph. He discusses a question that comes up fairly often, particularly in the summer. A person makes Shabbos early. And if he makes Shabbos early, he davens Ma'ariv early. And of course we know he has to repeat Krishma. Krishma Shalarvis. Another question is, he's about to finish his Suda Friday night, and it's already now, this month for Krishma, night has fallen. So he has a Chiv of Birchas Hamazon because he finished his meal, and at the same time he has a Chiv Krishma Shalarvis. What should he do first? One can make the argument, says the Shagas Aryeh, that Birchas Hamazon should come first, because Birchas Hamazon is Tadir. You could eat a number of times every day and be mechuyif to bench every time you eat. Whereas Krishma is only twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Says the Shagas Aryeh, based on the Gemara that we learn here, he says you should say Krishma first. Because he says that even though, as we just explained, shlomim are matzui, that doesn't make shlomim fall into the category of tadir versus a carbon that you're obligated to bring. Similarly, Krishma is an obligation. We have to say Krishma twice a day. Birchas Hamazon, we're not obligated to bench. We don't have to wash and eat. And even though, of course, if you ate, you're mechuyev to make Birchas Hamazon, it's still no different than the shlomim. And therefore, the halacha is that we should say Krishma first. Continues the Shagas Aryeh to say that maybe when the discussion is between Tadr and Mekudesh, and we don't know which should take precedent, so there we don't say Matzui should be considered Tadr. But when we're not dealing with such a situation, maybe the fact that something is Matzui should be taken into consideration. So he says that the whole din of Tadr she'en tadir, we learned at the beginning of our perek on that Peites Siman Aleph from the pasuk by the carbon tamid, oilas habayka shel oilas atamid. So from there we see that it only applies by something which is chashiv, like oilas tamid, which is a chayva. That's where we say tadir v'sheina tadir kaidim. But if it's just a tadir which is matzui, that gives it the category of being a tadir. That isn't in the category of tadir. Da'at Sachayim disagrees. He says certainly you can't compare, certainly something which happens on a regular basis, a matzui, is in the category of tadir. And he says it's even maybe different than shlomim, because a person go through his whole life never having brought a carbon shlomim. But you can't go through your whole life never having saying birchas hamazon. And the Kozel Gavarov also brings a raya. He says that when do we say that matzui is not considered tadir? That is only, again, when we're comparing it to a davar mekudesh. But here, matzui certainly is a factor to take into consideration. There's a tshuva in Rabbi Menashe Klein, Shaios HaTshuvos, Mishnah Halachis, Chelik Tez Vav, Simen Kuf Aleph, that also discusses this question. And he quotes the Shagas Aryeh that says that Krishma comes first. But he wants to bring a raya from a different element that we've learned in our sugya, that benching will come before the Krishma. He says the Mishnah teaches us shlomim shel emes, if you have a carbon shlomim that was brought yesterday, v'shlomim shel hayom, a carbon shlomim that was brought today, shel emes kaidim l'shel hayom. Why? Because yesterday's carbon has to be eaten up by tonight. Today's carbon you have until tomorrow night. So of course, yesterday's comes first. Then continues the Mishnah, shlomim shel emes, which have to be eaten up by tonight, v'chatos v'ashim shel hayom, which have to be eaten up by chatzos tonight, by tomorrow morning. We have a machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim. Ramei says the shlomim shel emes come first. The Chachamim say chatos v'ashim come first. We look in the Rambam. The Rambam says shlomim shel emes v'shlomim shel hayom shel emes kaidim. Shlomim shel emes v'chatos v'ashim shel hayom chatos v'ashim kaidim shuzein kachi kachi. But what do we see? Says Rav Menashe Klein. He says a chiddush which we've quoted previously. He says that even though the halacha is that a karbon shlomim is nech l'shnei yom v'layla echad, the Rishonim teach us that the right zman of eating the karbon shlomim is the first day. Yes, the Torah gave us 2 days, but preferably the karbon shlomim should be eaten on the first day. So he says, let's think about it. In the case of shlomim shel emes, the shlomim shel hayom, and you have these two karbon shlomims to eat, the bigger mitzvah is to eat today's karbon shlomim, because today is the proper time to eat that karbon shlomim. The karbon shlomim of yesterday is only eaten today to avoid it from becoming nicer. Yet, the Mishnah, without any disagreement, paskins, eat yesterday's karbon shlomim, because we're worried that the time is going to expire. So here too, says Rav Menashe Klein, yes, even if we'll agree with the Shagas Aryeh that the Krishma should come before the Birchas Hamazon, but the zman for the Birchas Hamazon, where you could say Birchas Hamazon, will expire before the zman you could say Krishma. And therefore, since that is a consideration that our Mishnah teaches that we have to think about, therefore we should say Birchas Hamazon before we say Krishma, even if we're going to make the argument that Krishma is more of a chayiv than Birchas Hamazon. He does therefore agree, however, that if it's a situation where the Krishma, where it's the end of the Zman Krishma, the end of the Zman Krishma and the time of benching are coming at the same time, there, the halacha is that perhaps indeed you should say the Krishma before the benching. The Sham Tzion Balacha takes a different approach, at least in the way we describe the Shaila. And that is, we spoke about our Shaila where you finish your meal and you have a Chiyuv Birchas Hamazon and you have a Chiyuv Krishma. So he wants to say that once you finish your meal, you have an immediate obligation of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. And therefore, when you have two mitzvahs, that one chiyuv came before the other mitzvah, and that's the situation here, because of the halacha of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, that as soon as you finish the meal, you immediately have the chiyuv of Krishma, that make the chiyuv of benching, that gives you a reason to say benching first. He also gives two more explanations that are more related to the halachas of Krishma. He says that many are yoytze the mitzvah of Krishma by saying Krishma Lamita. So if somebody always says all three parashas of Krishma, but Krishma Alamita, so there he says it's so that became the time. It's like a person who davens Ma'ariv always in a specific minyan that he could eat dinner before that. So here too, if you yoytze Krishma shall arvis with Krishma Alamita, certainly bench first. Then he says a different svara. He says that since there are opinions, and again, this is more related to the halacha of Krishma, he says there are opinions that even if you say Krishma early, you mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma shel aretz. So even though l'chatchila we don't paskin that way, and l'chatchila if somebody davens ma'ariv early, they repeat the Krishma, he says, since there are opinions that you have already fulfilled the mitzvah of Krishma by having said it early, we could rely that you already fulfilled the mitzvah of Krishma. Whereas the mitzvah of benching, especially if you ate a full meal and you mechuyv to bench with the raisa, so now you have a chiv the raisa of benching versus a chiv the rabbanon at best, and maybe not even a chiv the rabbanon of saying Krishma if you yoytze to the mitzvah, and therefore is another reason first to bench and then say Krishma.